Hey, what is up? Welcome to another episode of our podcast today. Thanks for tuning in, whether if it's on Spotify, YouTube. If you didn't know, we have it on Spotify and on YouTube. So if you just want to audibly listen, visually listen, whatever you like to do, know it is there. Welcome to our Three Strands podcast, building our community, a podcast at a time. So this idea of being a leader, what does a leader mean? Like, what does it mean to be a leader? What does it look like to lead people? Just what's it look like to be a leader, right? Leadership is, it's a common phrase known as leadership is influence. Like, if you have an influence over a certain amount of people or just one person, you're able to lead them. If you don't have an influence over people, then you're not able to lead them. So leadership is influence. If you think you are a leader right now, just evaluate yourself and say, hey, if I'm a leader, then who is following me? If you call yourself a leader, that means you got people following you. So who's following you right now if you are a leader? And if you're like, dude, nobody's following me, I'll be like, dude, you're not leading anybody, lol. So today we're gonna talk about being a young leader. I think a lot of times, I'm only 23 years old, right? Us as young adults, young people, we think we disqualify ourselves either because of our age, lack of knowledge, lack of confidence, whatever it may be. We kind of disqualify ourselves and say, hey, somebody else will do it. I don't have to lead this Bible study, this small group, this team at work, maybe my roommates in a dorm area or a classroom setting. I don't have to lead the project because somebody else will do it. Like, we just kind of sit on the sidelines hoping somebody else makes the play. But being a leader, right? Being a leader is pretty simple. It is very, very, very simple. It's scary, sometimes intimidating, but very simple. Right? Imagine you got like 10 people, we'll go 12 people. Imagine you got 12 people in a room and you guys are working on a project and all 12 of the people are just staring at each other saying, hey, all right, who's going to take charge? Like, what are we doing here? Like, are we just going to sit here and stare at each other? Are we going to start throwing out ideas? Like, maybe you guys are working on a science project, I don't know. And you got 12 people sitting around in the circle. And then one person says, you know what? Nobody else is going to do it. I'm going to take charge. Boom. You're now a leader, right? A leader is somebody who's just willing to say, you know what? I may not even know what I'm doing. I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to start leading people, right? I'm going to pick up the ball. I'm going to start running with it. I'm going to pick up the baton. I'm going to start running with it. I'm going to pick up the group project and start running with it. Nobody else is going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up and do it. Congratulations. You're now a leader, right? Imagine like a baton. Like, you know, you guys know a baton in race. Like, if you're a track athlete, and you're running a sprint, they have this baton that they pass from their teammate to the next teammate. So a leader, man, is just anybody. You're sitting in that circle, in that setting, maybe in the workforce, maybe in your dorm room, at school, maybe just in your family, maybe in a ministry setting. You're saying, hey, look, I'm gonna pick up the baton, I'm gonna run with it. Congratulations, you are now a leader. You're steering the ship. And this is a cool Bible story. One of my favorite Old Testament Bible stories. It's in Numbers 13 and 14. It gives a good example of what a leader looks like, especially a young leader. A young leader looks like. So Moses sends out 12 spies. You guys don't know the story of the 12 spies in the Old Testament. Moses picks, there's 12 tribes. He picks the chief leader from each tribe and sends them out to go do some recon. They're like, hey, we're about to go take over this new land that God has promised us. You guys go check it out, see if it looks cool, make sure it looks good, make sure there's no problems with it. They come back and report back to us. So Moses sends out 12 spies to go give a report. Like, hey, you guys go check it out. Make sure it's cool. Make sure it's not bad. If there's any problems, let us know what the problems are to see if we can overcome them. Like, just let us know. Like, give us the update on the land. So the spies go out. They go out to the land. And then they see some things. They see some giants called the Nephilim, actually. They see some giants. They see some other people. They're like, hey, man, this isn't good. Like, if we go back and tell our people, they're going to be discouraged. We should lie, almost. Like, we should just give a bad report. We should just tell them, like, hey, it's not possible for us to take out this land. So 12 of the spies go out. They all come back. They give the report to Moses. And 10 of the 12 spies say, hey, yeah, man, sorry, this ain't it. It's not good. There's too many problems. There's some giants. I don't, like, we're done. Like, let's just call it a day. You know, we'll try again next year, right? Two of the spies out of the 12, it actually says this. So this is what happened. So imagine you're one of the spies right now. Like, you're trying to be, especially a young leader, right? You're going out doing this task, and then you come back from the task. 10 of the 12 people that went with you are like, hey, man, we can't do this. Like, it's not possible. There's too many too much adversity, too many battles. I can't start the small group because of this. I can't start a prayer group because of this. I can't lead the group project because of this reason. I can't develop a team at work because of this reason. Like all these excuses of why you cannot complete this task. There's so many excuses. They're making all these excuses. So this is what happens. So they're in the middle of giving the report back to Moses with all these excuses. Hey man, we can't. And this is what it says, Numbers 14, verse 6 says this, and Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jehoshaphat, who were among those who spied out the land. So we've got Joshua and Caleb were the two spies out of the 12, out of the 10 that were like, hey bro, we can do this. So Joshua and Caleb, they go back. They were among the spies who spied out the land. They tore off their clothes and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, the land which was good land, if the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us. And the land that flows with milk and honey, only do not rebel against the Lord and do not fear the people of the land, for they are the bread for us. Like, bro, like imagine this. That Joshua and Caleb give us a great example of what it looks like to be a leader, right? They're going out into this land. There's a lot of bad problems, a lot of bad things. And then so all the spies come back. 10 of the 12 are like, hey, yeah, we're not doing this. We can't. There's too many problems, too much excuses, da 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 da. Joshua and Caleb, they get drastic, dude. They take off their clothes, stand up in front of all the people and like, bro, the people in that land are our bread. Like, those are our chumps. Like, we can do this. We delight in the Lord. The Lord's our protection. Like, let's go. Imagine, like, that's being a leader, is willing to stand up and say, hey, look, no, we can do this. Like, picking up the baton and running with it, picking up the fumble and let's go, right? They're running with it. They're saying, hey, look, I know there's excuses. I know there's problems why I can't do this. I can name 99 reasons why I should not start the Bible study, should not start the prayer group, should not start serving, should not start whatever it is. I got 99 reasons why I should not lead. You and yourself right now listening to this, there's probably 99 reasons why you should not be a leader, right? But then there's this one reason why you should. And it's because God is for you, right? These people tore off their clothes and were like, bro, remember who God is? Like, we got all these excuses of why we can't do nothing, but do you remember who God is? So Joshua and Caleb give us a great example of what it looks like to be a leader. They stand up in the midst of adversity, amidst of all these excuses, the midst of adversity, and they stand up in a very drastic way, tear their clothes off and like, dude, we can actually do this. Like, that's leadership right there, standing up in the middle of a battle, in the middle of adversity, when everybody else says no, you stand up and say, actually, we can. And at least in this big thing, the wall of Jericho falling down, this is a pretty cool story. So being a young leader, right, there's a lot of reasons why we feel like we cannot lead people, right? We disqualify ourselves. We're too young. Maybe we don't know enough. We have a lack of knowledge. We don't know the Bible well enough. We can't pray good enough. We don't have enough money. We don't have enough influence. We don't have a big platform. Whatever it is, whatever excuse you want to give yourself, I want to encourage you and say, hey, look, there's 99 reasons why you probably shouldn't. There's 99 reasons why I should not be a leader, right? But there is one. Is I'm willing to tear off my clothes in the middle of adversity and say, look, do you not remember who God is? I'm actually going to keep my clothes on. Don't worry, guys. If you ever come to our Monday Nights Three Strands, I'll keep my clothes on. Don't worry. But being a leader, standing up in the middle of adversity, saying, hey, look, we can do this. So what's that look like practically for you? Man, you're in the middle of that group project and nobody else is going to do anything. Okay, hey, look, let's stand up and let's go, right? Grab the baton, start running. You're in a prayer group and somebody asks, hey, who wants to praise out? Stand up and let's go. Like, leading, leadership is leading. If you want to be a leader, just start leading. And there's nothing special to leading. It's just somebody standing up saying, hey, I'll do it, right? You don't need a crazy degree. You don't need a lot of experience, really. You just kind of learn as you go. But being a leader means you're just going to stand up and lead. You're going to grab the baton and start running. So I want to encourage you, man, whatever God is putting on your heart, maybe if it's not even a spiritual thing, maybe it's in the workforce, maybe it's at your school, maybe it's wherever in your family, maybe it is within a ministry or a church, and you're like, hey, I kind of think I should start leading something. I don't know. Dude, let's go. Like, let's stand up and run with it. Like, start leading people. We all have the opportunity to lead people because we all have the ability to influence people, right? Whether if it's on our social media, in our day-to-day lives, we all have personal relationships with people. And we can either be like the 10 spies that said, hey, look, I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to go with the flow. You're right. There's too many excuses. There's too much adversity. No way. No chance. No how. I'm going to be the 10 of the 12 spies that were just like a bunch of party poopers. And they were not leaders. They went out and said, yeah, it's a wrap. Or you can be like the two, Joshua and Caleb, say, yeah, it's a wrap, but do you know who my God is, right? And God will do some pretty cool things. Once you start taking steps of faith and leading people and leading things and leading moments, God will do some really, really, really cool things with it. Like, don't put a limit on what God can do through you if you decide to start leading. Just start leading, man. Especially, man, going back to Moses freeing the people, freeing the slaves from the Egyptians, freeing the Israelites. He went to Pharaoh. Well, first he goes to God. It's like, God, Moses made an excuse. He was like, God, I can't do this. I got a stuttering problem. God said, okay, cool. I'll be your mouth. Like, what? Like, Moses, a leader who freed slaves, like, started the whole movement, gave the excuse of like, hey, dude, I can't even talk right. I got a stuttering problem. God said, okay, cool. I'll be your mouth. I'll give you the words to say. Like, let's go. That's no excuse. Moses said, all right, God, you'll be my mouth. I'll stand up and do it. Like, bro, Luke 12:12, for he will give you what to say in every hour, right? It's in Luke 12:12. You need a Bible verse there. The Holy Spirit, man, he will give you the words to say when you don't know what to say. We come up with all these excuses of, man, I can't. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it. I don't know who to lead. I'm not confident enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not strong enough. All these excuses of why we should not lead. But we are called to lead people. We're called to make disciples. We're called to build relationships with people, to show them the love of Christ. Like, that's what we are as Christians called to do, right? And that might not play out like, hey, you got to be a leader and fill a football stadium full of 1,000 people and, you know, and speak in front of millions of people. I'm talking about like, hey, you just got two people sitting in your dorm room, lead something, right? You're in the middle of a job in the break room and you got to lead something, or you're trying to get a task done at your job, lead something, right? You're in your church, lead something. I'm not talking about filling a football stadium full of thousands and thousands of people leading. I'm talking about your day-to-day life. Like, lead the small moments. When everybody else is sitting around the circle staring at each other like, dude, who's going to do something? Pick up the baton and let's rock and roll. Like, let's go. So that applies to you practically in your everyday life. But then also spiritually, man, let's start a movement of God. Like, look what God will do through you if you decide to say, you know what? I'm going to stand up and do something. I'm going to let God speak through me. I'm going to let God use me in moments. And look what he'll do. Man, it'll be so, 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 so cool. So today's episode, being young, man, I can tell you so many stories of me being 23 years old. So hopefully that's still young, depending on who's listening to this. Our youth at my church call me old. But being 23 years old, the adversity I faced being a young leader, I tried to be a leader. Man, there's people who tell you, man, I have so many grammatical errors, speaking errors. I say the wrong words at the wrong times. I don't know half of the means. Anytime I'm writing something out, like curriculum, devotionals, I misspell about half the words. Especially when I preach, I don't know what the right word is. Sometimes I just mispronounce it left and right. I've been told that stuff is going to fail. Been told I'm not good enough. Been told teaching's not good. Been told like so many different excuses of why I should not be doing what I'm doing. But just like Joshua and Caleb say, you know what? There's all these excuses of why we shouldn't do this. Let's go. Like, I'll take off my clothes and say, hey, look, you're right. There are 99 reasons, but the same reason why they tore off their clothes, the same reason. See, look, I just mispronounced there. The same reason why Moses freed the Israelites was saying, look, you're right. I am not a perfect person. I'm not claiming to be, but I'm willing to stand up and let God use me. I'm willing to stand out and set myself apart for God to use me. And that's my encouragement to you. Right, yes, we're humans. Yes, we're going to fall short. Yes, we're not perfect. Yes, we all have our weak areas. But just stand up and have the faith to open your mouth and say something. Right? Be a leader. Have the faith to stand up and open your mouth and just say something. To stand up and grab the baton and start running. And look what God will do. Man, just looking at my personal life, 23 years old, we now have a young adult ministry at our church. That's insane. That is so, so, so cool. And that is so, so, so surreal. And that's nothing of how, like, I'm just a dude, right? That's nothing like me bragging, like, oh, hey, I started. No, no, no. Like, I'm just a dude who's willing to take off their clothes and say, look, I'm going to stand up and do something. Just like Moses saying, look, I got a stuttering problem. All right, God, you're going to use me. Let's rock and roll. I'm just a dude, right? And we're all just dudes. And or if you're a girl, you're a dudette. We're all just dude and dudettes out there, right? Look, like, let's go. There's nothing that separates me and you guys listening. There's nothing that separates Joshua and Caleb giving the good report. There's not, the only thing that separates me and Joshua and Caleb, or me and Moses, is that they were all that was 2,000 something years ago. But the same Spirit of God that spoke through Moses, the same Spirit of God that led to the wall of Jericho falling down, that led to Joshua and Caleb giving that good report, that's the same Holy Spirit I have. If you're a believer in Christ, that's the same Spirit of God that empowers you. Like, that's all we need to lead. So being a leader means you're just going to start leading, right? Don't overcomplicate it. Don't talk yourself out of it. But you're going to grab that baton and say, look, nobody else will, so I will. Let's run. And then if you are a Christian, the spiritual aspect of that, saying, all right, God, I'm going to step out in faith. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know where I'm going to do it. But let's rock and roll, because I trust you along the process. So thank you for tuning in to this episode. Being a young leader, man, any young leaders out there listening, man, you can make so much good moves. I might go on another tangent, because, man, if you just another example. See, look, I'm just a dude, and I can't talk right half the time. But look at the disciples that Jesus chose, right? Jesus was 30 years old when he started his ministry, like blessing people up, sharing the love of Christ, doing miracles, healing people. He was about 30 years old when he did that, died on the cross around 33 years old. So which means for 3 years he had disciples. He had 12 disciples, and those 12 disciples were our age, young adult age. They were, some would argue they're even younger, like in their teenage years, anywhere from like 13, 14 to about 26, 27. Like the 12 people that changed the world were a bunch of young people that were just a bunch of dudes. Like they were some fishermen, some tax collectors. Like they weren't like your PhD people. Like Luke was a doctor, that's about it, right? That would be like if Jesus was in the world today in 2023 saying, hey, look, I need 12 disciples to change the world with. Let me get the manager at Walmart. Let me get the dude at Waffle House. Let me get the guy at the bank. Like, it's just a bunch of dudes willing to say, look, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I have enough faith to stand out and follow you and trust that you'll lead me. Like, dude, let's change the world, right? The disciples were a bunch of dudes. I'm a dude. Everybody watching, we're just humans, right? Willing to step out in faith that God will use us as leaders to lead people. When we surrender our life to him, the Spirit of God will speak through us in these moments, and it'll be so, so, so cool. So I want to encourage you guys with that. Young people listening, or old people, or younger people, however old you are listening, you can be a leader, and all it takes for you to be a leader is to stand up, grab the baton, start running, start leading. Hey, so appreciate you guys tuning in today. Another episode of our Three Strands Pod. Don't worry, we're going to be a lot more consistent. We're getting back in the flow of doing our podcast today. So whoever was listening, whether it was one of you or a million of you, even if just one person takes this and decides to say, hey, today I'm going to start being a leader for Christ. Let's go. I'm encouraged by that. So tune in next week. We'll be back with another episode. If you're in the Charlotte area, North Carolina, we've got an amazing community of young adults, 18 to 25-year-olds, meeting together on Monday nights at 6:30. Check us out on Instagram at Three Strands Group so you can get some info about that. Peace, love, and happiness.